League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Welcome to Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. The signings are coming thick and fast now. I'm delighted to say we've got a brand new player on the phone to talk to me now, Callum Boyd, formerly of Edinburgh Capitals. Thank you very much for joining us. Welcome to the Clan.
Aye, thanks for having me.
Now, first of all, Callum, is this the next step in your career after a couple of years at Edinburgh Capitals?
Yeah, definitely. Well, it was a hard decision leaving Edinburgh, but just thinking about what's the best for my career and, you know, progressing with hockey, I'm wanting to get as good as I can get, and I just really think for my career, moving to Brewhead right now is my best option.
Now, you've seen the news that Clan added a 16-year-old apprentice, Jordan Bwesa, who's another kind of local lad. He's from Troon as well. And so, I mean, it just kind of backs that up, really. The Clan are looking at local talent. That must be nice for you.
Ah, definitely. It's good to see that, you know. Especially just giving, you know, young Scottish guys the opportunity to be able to train in that level and get the experience to build themselves up, you know, to be able to play in that league in a few years' time. It's good to see.
Now, the coach, Ryan Finnerty, when I spoke to him, described you as a pain to play against. I'm sure he meant that in the nicest possible way. When you were at the Capitals, how did you find playing against the Clan for Edinburgh?
I did like it. It was annoying, though, because when you're sitting playing them, they got all the chance. They're probably the most annoying chance when you're playing against them in the league, because they just get stuck in your head the full game, and it's just it goes on and on. But no, it was good. I liked playing against them. Same against any other team, really, though.
And of course, the Purple Army, you'll have heard them in support of the players. That's going to be nice for you when you're playing in front of them.
Oh, definitely. You know, having that crowd behind your back is definitely going to help you play better.
Now, again, after a couple of years in the Elite League with Edinburgh, how do you see yourself as a player now in terms of your development?
To be honest, 2 years ago, I was happy playing at Kilmarnock. You know, I was just fine playing SNL. I didn't even expect to be playing at this level, never alone playing at Brewhead. So coming along after 2 years, you know, I just think I've been progressing quite rapidly, and I'm enjoying it, though. You know, like, from playing SNL, just thinking, oh, I'll be there the rest of my days, just having fun. And getting the opportunity to play Edinburgh at the league, you know, I just took it thinking, well, what have I got to lose? And then I just kept on pushing myself to try and become better. And then my aim was to get at Brewhead, you know, in the future, but I didn't think I'd be there this soon.
As you mentioned, you played in the SNL with Kilmarnock Storm. So how difficult did you find to step up to the Elite League level at first?
I struggled quite a wee bit. Well, the training was just a major step up, you know. The drills were just a lot more technical than what I'm used to. It wasn't just a basic, you know, here and there, then you just play your game at the end of the training. It was just literally you train. But it was good.
So how have you ended up with Brewhead Clan? Tell us about how the move came about.
Well, Ryan got in touch with me, sent me a mail, see if I was interested in making the step to Brewhead. I was kind of out of the blue as well. I didn't really expect, as I say, to be at Brewhead this soon. To be honest, I wasn't even sure Brewhead would mention, because every time I was playing against, it didn't seem like anybody really liked me, because obviously I was just constantly in everybody's face. But when he mailed me saying about going along, you know, I thought, well, spoke to my dad about it, and I was just thinking. And I spoke with Edinburgh, you know, let them know. And then that's when I was like, well, sit down and meet up with them. So that's when I sat down and met up with him and Gareth, and we just had a talk about it all.
Now, it's funny, we were talking just before we started recording there about, you know, Twitter. You've been trying to put fans off the scent about you joining Brewhead. Obviously, one or two are a bit in the know. So,
yeah.
Surprise a few people, I think.
Yeah, well, I was confused myself, because folk were saying that I was going to Brewhead before I even made the decision myself where I was going. I just didn't know how all these people were finding out about it, and And then when I said that I'd do that to Gareth, I'm signing, I sent the contract away and had it going. I was just kind of like, still don't understand how everyone finds out before I even know.
Well, the speculation world is very rife, Colin. So what do you hope to achieve with Brayhead Clan this year?
Well, I'm definitely looking to progress my game. I definitely think this isn't the best move for me and my hockey career. It's a lot bigger club. Definitely ran brilliantly. So definitely looking to move up as well. They're a really competitive team as well. Everyone's into it and the fans are behind the team. And just hopefully we'll get as far as we can. Brayhead's getting closer and closer to winning trophies, and it would just be a brilliant experience to be a part of that. Last year they won the Gardner Conference, we were just off the playoffs, but each year it just seems they're just almost like they're just a ball here away from getting there. But it'll be good to be able to achieve something like that.
Yeah, anybody listening, we won't go there. Apologies for that if anybody's offended by that.
I just realised I said that.
So finally, final question, what does the summer hold for you before you come and play for Brayhead? What are you going to do with yourself for the next couple of months?
Start off, I've just kind of enjoyed my time off. It was a hard summer for, I think everyone seen that Edinburgh had. It was a hard summer, a hard season, sorry, for us. Just playing, players leaving and going back home. A short team most of the season. So I was just kind of enjoying my time off, and now it's just about getting into the gym and getting myself fit and ready for the new season.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.